Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. You can call me Roro here right next to me, coming from the great white north, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian JoJo.
I'm trying to order poutine on the internet.
Oh, no. I'm a little worried about tonight because I can tell you've been drinking.
I have been.
So what are you doing up there? You're in Canada right now?
I am in Canada right now. I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Is it beverage related or not beverage related?
Not beverage related, but I've had some tasty bevs, I have to say.
What are you doing up there?
I'm here for a music conference. They fly music industry people out to bear witness to the great music of Western Canada in this instance.
Oh.
I'm in Manitoba and I'm going to Calgary tomorrow morning. Hope I'm super hungover.
We could have done a Canadian beer episode, but instead, against all odds and all good good intentions, we're doing Bailey's Irish Cream tonight, which makes all sorts of sense. But I can't wait because I know that you've been drinking and I know that this is going to, make a real fun evening for you.
It was just right for a flight, you know? It was perfect. Helpful. We're doing it up.
Well, let's get down to just some business real quick before we bring our guest up to the show. Last week on the vision board, there was a lot of anticipation if we were going to move this ice maker off that I got my wife for her birthday.
Yes.
Let me just say this. There have been big developments, and I think I'm going to get back to it because I think maybe after we drink, it might be something I need to talk to you and our guest about, honestly. So we'll come back to that. You guys do remember that there was the price drop in it, and then I bought it for my wife for
so her it's birthday. Not off. It's not off the board.
No, if you look at the dreams that have come true, it is not on the board yet. And there's a lot to be told about it. But let's wait till maybe we've had a few, and I'm curious what our guest might weigh in on this whole situation as well.
I'm trying not to be a downer here. Yep. We're 26 episodes in. We're worse than 20% return on dreams at the moment.
I think the problem is we put dreams up and then we kind of forget to go back to this board.
Oh,
and move things over. Like we should do this Jägermeister cold brew on an upcoming episode.
I should get an iced tea
on the show soon.
Yes.
But like doable, the high seltzer, we can drink that.
Oh, I forgot about the duck. Yeah, we got to get a little promo duck.
Our favorite, I keep hitting up in the upper right, Lauren, to come on the show, who has the record for Tapper. And guess what? While we're here real quick.
Flex it.
I'm going to flex it. Check this out. My dear, dear brother.
What a beautiful boy.
Got me this shirt. What do you think?
That's glorious. For those who can't see, it's a Tapper-based shirt.
Yeah, if you're listening on the podcast, that's a beautiful Tapper shirt my brother gave me.
It looks great. It's just the bartender slinging suds and the big, beautiful Tapper font.
Yeah. By the way, that Tapper painting is going to go out the door this week. Our contest.
It hasn't yet.
No, it hasn't. Sorry. It's going to go out the door.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to Randy.
Sorry, Randy. It's on its way. And again, we've been hinting at our contest, our rap contest. I'm going to make that Bev beat via Twitch. Not this week, but next week.
Via Twitch, you're going to do this live.
Yeah, I'll make the beat live. I think that'd be really fun. So keep sending in any sounds that are beverage related. Record them on your phone if you want. Grab them from the internet. Just send them to totallybeverages@gmail.com. We're also accepting duck sounds as well to make this beat. And then we'll have another contest. Excited about that. You can follow us at T-Bash Live on all socials, wherever you like to do all that fun stuff.
If you like sweaty hot sauce sounds, we want those too.
Yes.
If you want to reach us, most importantly, via the Refresh T-Bash hotline. Hit us up at 909-295-2233.
I was waiting for you to say Bev's, but I forgot that was our old number. But this is a great number, 909-295-2233.
It's a strong number for ordering things over the phone. We're going to, we can do better, I hope, someday. We're going to reclaim our number somehow.
Someday. Let's get into it. We've got a big episode tonight. A tremendous guest, one of my favorite people on the planet. She's a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
Her latest single release, Be With You, is out now. You can find that on all streaming platforms, or you can go buy it on iTunes. People still buy stuff on iTunes and they Amazon do. And all that stuff. You can do all that these days. She rides bikes.
Ooh.
But not the kind of bikes you were thinking. She rides these kind of bikes. Okay.
Not the kind of bikes where the riding makes you thirsty. But the kind where it makes the people who watch you ride the bikes thirsty. You know what
I mean? We'll need to ask her if she has any sort of beverage holder on her. What's a cool word for this kind of bike?
Chopper.
There you go. On the chopper. If there's any sort of cup holder that comes standard on a chopper.
Foam dome helmets. That's what I want to see.
We'll find out if she likes ducks. I wanted JoJo to take a picture of his pet duck, Mr. Snackers, to put in here, but Mr. Snackers did not like having sunglasses put on him. No, it's hard to kind of see that. So this was another duck at the ducky daycare that they sent a photo of with the glasses on. But so that is not Mr. Snackers. What's that?
Oh, I see. I didn't see that added into the
mix. Yeah, it's really hard to see. Yes. It's kind of dark. And last but not least, they drink things. And boy, are they going to drink things tonight. Please welcome to the show, Laura Jean Anderson.
Hey.
Hey-o. I think you're muted, Laura.
Here I am.
There
Hello.
You are.
Here
Hello.
We are. Hello.
Well, welcome to what is surely going to be a memorable and hopefully pleasant evening for you. I think all of us are probably a little bit nervous of drinking a plethora of Bailey's Irish Cream on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it's going to be smoother than we could even imagine. I think it's going to be delightful. How are you feeling tonight? LJ.
You know, great. I think also maybe a slightly horrified when I got the Baileys. I was like, the devil's after me. This is really it's coming. It's happening.
Do you know that's what all those old blues songs are about? You know, Hellhound on My Trail and stuff. It's just about somebody leaving you Baileys.
That's exactly what
I'm having too much of it.
Yeah.
I do feel like I kind of trapped you sort of because when I texted you, I really was like, booze or no booze for the show. And you were like, booze. And then I just fired right back, like not really giving you an option, like, great, we're drinking a bunch of different types of Baileys, which did your heart just kind of sink through the floor when you saw that?
You know, I did both. It definitely sank. And then I was like, this is maybe the most fitting thing for Andy to ask me to do is drink Baileys. And so I was like, I'm in.
Perfect. Well, what we do to start all the show to get to know our guests a little bit is what we call the beverage profile. So we're going to ask you some questions about kind of a typical day in your life and how beverages factor into that day. So what time typically do you wake up in the morning?
Depends. Somewhere 9-ish.
Okay. And on a day where you're waking up at 9-ish, what is the first beverage that is touching your lips?
Okay. I go back and forth between just iced coffee, a little bit of oat milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm feeling a little bougie, feeling a little good.
How often is that?
You know, lately I'm feeling it. So often.
Yes.
I feel like a couple times a week I go matcha. Mm. Which, you know, I was kind of a hater for a little bit. I was like, oh, come on, it can't be that good. And then, you know, it is that good. It's quite good. So do a little matcha latte. It's fantastic.
And are you, for both of these, we'll circle back to both of them. Let's start with the matcha. Is it a make your own situation or are you going out of the house to grab this?
Go out of the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what's your favorite? So it's a matcha latte. What's in the matcha latte exactly?
You just milk and matcha. You can put a little sweetener in there, sometimes put a little honey, you know. And yeah, it's good. I feel like it's, you can't do it every day. It breaks your bank account a little bit, but
okay, so you're not making this at home. This is we're hitting the store. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing with the iced coffee?
Yeah, I used to be, I used to be a barista and I would make all the drinks. And once I quit doing that, it's like the last thing on earth I want to do is make beverages, like coffee beverages at home.
Why?
So it's like the last thing. And also it's like at home, you don't have the nice machines, you know, you're just making French press or whatever.
You flew a little too close to the sun. You got a taste of the good life and now you can't go back.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's so worth it to like get up, get out of the house, get your first beverage somewhere else.
We're big fans over here. And what about an iced coffee? Same thing? Are you ever making iced coffee yourself at home, or is this always a to-go situation too?
I do. It's never as good. It's always just kind of, just thrown together French press over ice.
Okay.
Not really exciting. So it's just better.
Is your iced coffee set up? Are you looking for iced coffee, cold brew, or an iced Americano or something else? Like what's your ice, what's your ice preference?
Any of them, but I think the cold brew, I think it's pretty well known. It's probably better like tasting, but sometimes that makes you feel insane. And there have been times I'm drinking the cold brew and I feel like I'm drinking something else, like some bad elixir. It's like makes you feel wild. So gotta watch out.
And on the flip side, and I, to be honest, I've never done matcha really, but I've heard, and we've heard from guests on the show, there is something clean about the matcha, right? Compared to that cold brew fucking amping you up. The matcha is a cleaner buzz, right?
Yeah. You don't
crash.
But it
still fucks you up, right?
You get a little bit of like, it's like a gradual incline instead of just like the coffee where you're like, I'm going, I'm here. So it's like a kind of gradual high, buzz for quite a long time. You don't crash, which takes a long time to I'm from the Pacific Northwest. It's like coffee is water. It's like you need it in order to deal with the clouds. So it's like I was drinking like, 6 cups a day. And it's like that was a weird transition. And then it is kind of a little bit nicer.
Have you ever dated anybody from the Starbucks family being up from the Pacific Northwest?
No, I wish.
Is that where you were a barista?
I was not. No, I was a barista down in LA.
But that is something when you were a barista, could you flex that you were from the Pacific Northwest sort of?
Starbucks country, absolutely. As you called it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so
I know.
So after the matcha or the iced coffee, I'm figuring it's like 10:30. What's happening between then and lunchtime?
Okay. Well, I'm a singer and I do a lot of singing in the mornings. And so it is like water, tea, back and forth for a while. And then sometimes sparkling water in there, but it's a lot of beverages.
And you're in the place to talk about those beverages. Water, what type of vessel? Do you like ice water or are you like room temperature water?
I know it's not as good for you, but it's got to be so cold.
Yeah, okay. And why isn't it as good for you?
There's
isn't
all
it
these
hydrating
theories.
Your body?
That's exactly what I think. There's all these theories about it. A lot of singers have theories about this because they're very, singers are very into these kinds of things.
Very into pseudoscience.
And I have a lot of friends who are into like natural medicine who say that like the natural whatever room temperature, and it just never feels like I'm quenching my thirst. I want it like so cold,
I love that.
Like in some sort of jar vessel, like something that gets so cold.
You want the vessel to chill as well. So you're not looking for an insulated situation. You want to feel the cold on your mitts.
Oh, yeah. Like my ideal is like put a jar or something in the fridge and it's just it's ice cold with ice in it.
And are you ever freezing jars in the fridge? Are you ever treating yourself to that?
A freezing jars mug? In the fridge? Oh,
or
yeah.
Like, or a pint glass? Do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. have it in the freezer?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, if you're having that ice cold water, then you're going to tea. What type of tea is it? And are you going straight to hot tea? Is this like, are you shocking the system back and forth?
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if that's actually, I never thought about that. Pool. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you know, if it's like a heavy singing day, it's the throat coat.
Yep, classic.
Are you familiar? Yeah.
Legendary.
It really is the one and only. It's the greatest.
And there's no caffeine in that, right? This is all herbal situation, right?
Yeah.
Is it Seneca root? What's the thing that coats your throat? Do you know?
Not the Seneca. The Seneca root is the one that's in the smooth move.
Oh, that makes you poo-poo.
Don't do that. Don't drink that. That's the
worst. You don't want to cross those streams.
No.
LJ, not a friend to regular bowel movements.
Have you ever been pranked by a smooth move tea? Has someone in your band ever switched tea bags on you?
No, that's a great, that's a good one. I might use that on somebody. Yeah, I go throat coat or just like a ginger tea or something non-caffeinated.
And are you putting anything, like I'm specifically curious about throat coat. Are you putting anything in it, any honey or anything like that? Or is it just straight up throat coat?
Honey is good in it. I do, sometimes honey and sometimes nothing.
Okay.
But.
All right, let's go to lunchtime. Lunchtime through mid-afternoon, what's happening then? It's more of the same, switching it up?
Yeah, more of the same, probably less tea. I definitely go into the sparkling beverages.
What's your favorite?
Sorry, I need to pause you there. How many teas are we talking about?
Thank you, JoJo.
I was just picturing one mug and you're alternating. You're going sip, 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 sip. You're going back and forth. But it sounds to me like you're making multiple cups and we're only at like 1:30 at this point.
Yeah, I think it all depends, you know, if it's all weather related.
Okay.
So when it's really hot, I don't want to drink hot tea. But if it's cold in any way, like even LA cold, 70.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's 70, then I'm like, it's tea time. And I'll probably brew like maybe three cups.
And how are you
all at once?
No, just like filling up, you know, tea bag.
Do you have an electric kettle? What's your hot water sitch?
Yeah, it's quite ancient, but yeah, it's got like barnacles on it. I swear, it's just been
amazing.
Thousands of cups of coffee and teas worth of water.
It's beautiful. So take us through. Yeah, so take us through the afternoon now. A little sparkling water. What do you have a go-to sparkling water that's your fave?
You know, the Croix is easy. I live by a Super A. They have a good price on the Croix, so I just go either pure. Or tangerine, those are the two faves.
Nice.
Maybe pomplemousse.
Okay, sure.
And then if I'm feeling real spicy, Topo Chico. Mm. But that's a burn, you know?
The bubbles?
It's good. But yeah, that's a special occasion.
And why, it's funny that you say spicy because we sometimes use that word to describe like the bigger bubbles, which Topo Chico does kind of have bigger bubbles to me. But when you say burn, what do you mean by it's a burn?
The carbonation going down, like the throat feel is just like it burns.
Yeah.
And I remember there's in COVID, I did some gig where they like paid me in beverages. It was incredible. And I got gifted like I had the Topo Chico truck drop off like four huge massive cases of it. It was incredible. It was in the summer. I was like, and this is before I was drinking sparkling water. So I'd never really
they got you.
Yeah, they really got me. And it was like a big thing that I almost think I drank too much of it that I was getting stomach aches.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I could
you
see
can get
that.
Stomach aches from sparkling water, but
a little gassy.
I guess you can.
Well, tight in there.
Yeah, you get a little reflux.
Was the Topo Chico truck like the Wienermobile? Was it shaped like a giant Topo Chico bottle? And was there water sloshing around in it?
I just remember it being like just like a regular box truck and it was bright yellow.
That was fun.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Have either of you guys dated anyone that works at Topo Chico in the past?
Never. Have you?
I don't date anybody who has any perks. Like, this is, you're really making me question my choices here.
You need to look for the perks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dinner time, evening time. What's happening?
Okay. It depends. If I am deciding to enter alcohol zone, I have a few drinks of choice.
Please.
I go, if I'm like, I'm out at a gig or I'm seeing a gig and I'm not trying to be too crazy or whatever, but trying to have a good time, I go gin soda bitters.
Gin soda bitters.
Ooh.
And then I alternate it with bitter soda. It's like my go-to.
One on and one off, one on, one off.
Okay. Yeah. So you're this is your way of hydrating, but you still feel like you're having fun.
Yeah. And that's like a, yeah, if I'm like not really trying to have like a crazy time.
Pretend I'm the bartender. I want you to order this. What would you like?
Gin soda bitters.
Gin soda bitters. Mm-hmm. What kind of gin do you want?
I could just go whatever.
Gin soda bitters.
Because gin soda bitters is not going to be that, like,
the bartender is so baffled by this order. What's happening?
That's great. I can't even imagine what that tastes like. I don't know why, but that I want to try.
Still being the bartender? You've never had this drink.
Yeah, I am still being the bartender right now. That's okay. I'll make it. Just a moment.
Yeah. Lemon is good in there too.
I have lemon. I'll put some lemon in there for you.
Fantastic.
You really knocked him on his heels with this. I love it.
Okay. So that's drink number one. What else we got in the repertoire?
Okay. So my all-time favorite, like, alcoholic beverage. Well, I have two.
Okay. I'll be the bartender in this one.
Okay. Yeah.
Extra dirty gin martini. Classic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you another one? My friend here told me that you ordered this incredible drink we hadn't heard of called the gin bitters and soda.
It's actually not very good as a thing. It's like one of those drinks where I sometimes like, why do I order this? But it hits all the things.
Yeah, we tried it. It was disgusting, but remarkable that you ordered it and we're here for it. Do you want another one of those? I'd like to try my hand at it.
Yeah, it's medicinal. It's good for you. Absolutely.
It is good. I will say, and now I'm breaking character here, but that was a favorite of mine. If I had to be at a like a bar venue late in the night, soda water with a bunch of bitters in it and maybe some citrus, because it tastes like a cocktail, because it tastes a little boozy, but it's not. I even these days, I'll sometimes drip some drips of bitters into a can of bubbly water.
Whatever
the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to drink
three.
It's
not about me, though.
Let's go to drink three, and I'm going to be a better bartender.
You were mentioning this martini I overheard you say. What? Any gin preference?
That's a good question. I feel like I don't,
thank
for
you,
being
for
such a gin drinker, I don't like know many regular, like, whatever just bar gins are. I feel like I like to like go and get like a nice bottle of gin, but I honestly probably couldn't even tell you what, besides like Hendrix. And yeah, I don't anything but Bombay, because I have this weird thing where I was like 18, like one of my probably like iconic, you know, college drinking experience. And mind you, I grew up very religious, and I went to an art college, so like I did not know how to drink alcohol. So Bombay, and I still to this day I see that bottle and I just think like just the worst night ever.
Yes.
Yeah. If somebody puts Bombay in something, I probably wouldn't notice it, but if I know it's Bombay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like psychosomatic probably too.
Yeah.
Okay. Drink number three.
Dirty gin martini. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no. Sorry, Jojo. What would you? Did you have another martini?
I made the cocktail. I've handed
it
over here.
Okay. Yeah. What can I get you?
Okay. It's the end of the night.
Wow. Look how fast you drank that.
Yeah. It's last call. Yeah.
We're going end of the night.
Yeah.
Fernet.
Do we have Fernet?
And usually what happens if it's at not like a nice bar is they're like dusting some bottle that's been in there on the shelf for about like 4 years and then pouring it.
Oh yeah, we do have Fernet. How do you like it, just on the rocks?
Neat.
Neat.
A shot.
Okay.
A shot with
in a pint glass?
Sparkling water on the side.
A shot glass.
Ooh.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have we have seltzer. Shot glasses? Is that okay?
Seltzer will do.
Okay. All right. You liked lime before. Can I put another lime in the shot glass for you?
No.
Okay.
How about olives? You also had that dirty like martini olives? I made for you earlier. You want an olive in here? How about a cocktail onion?
What is Fernet? I'm not the bartender anymore, guys, by the way. What is Fernet? I've heard of it.
This is so exciting.
I love this bartender.
You
though.
Probably will hate it, but I think it's just knowing a little bit of your palate. It is a like digestive bitter liqueur, I guess. But there's like a million kinds. Fernet's the most like known word, but basically it's some sort of digestive or aperitif that you have after dinner.
Okay.
There's ones, Italian ones, there's ones from Czech Republic, there's ones from every place has its own, you know, own digestive. But Fernet is the most common, I would say. It's San Francisco based.
Okay.
It's Italian, but you know, they love it in San Francisco. So.
I love it. We got to do Fernet down the road.
First place I ever had it was absolutely San Francisco. There'd be like the Fernet guys at the bar, like slinging it, or there'd be drink specials. They do shot and beer specials with a Fernet and like a beer.
Yeah. Sometimes they like depending on the bartender, but there's a thing where it's kind of I've never been a bartender, but it is kind of apparently a thing where like it's how you tell another bartender. If you're like bartending, someone asks for Fernet, they'll be like, "Oh, you're cool." It's like kind of a weird,
really?
You know. And it's every code. Once in a while, I'll get somebody who's excited about that kind of stuff, and a bartender just like have me try some, like, here's some kind of Cynar or whatever, you know, some other kind, just because people get excited. It's like a whole. It is kind of a world.
You think if I ordered a Fernet? But like if I've never done it and I bring kind of a nervous energy, that probably won't work. I kind of need to come with confidence with Fernet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just
like Fernet. I'll give me a fucking Fernet. That's a little aggro actually.
Much. Yeah. Just like I'll take a little shot at Fernet.
Oh, that was kind just of like, yeah. That was very casual, but confident. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You really nailed it. You've done this before.
I do have kind of a feeling about Fernet, though, because, you know, everyone starts with Fernet Branca. It's very menthol-y. And I like it. I'm definitely a fan. Ooh, Fernet and Coke. Yeah.
Drop it in the chat.
Once you start drinking other Fernets, you're like, oh, this is nothing compared to what there is out there.
It's simply a gateway Fernet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a gateway for sure.
So that's interesting. It pales in comparison to its fancier neighbors.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, I guess that's not surprising. It's like the mass-produced one at this point.
Yeah,
I love it.
Jonathan in the chat talking about Fernet is huge in Argentina, and if Fernet con Coca, which is Fernet with cocaine, is or Coca-Cola is a very popular drink.
I'm so down. Yeah. I'm so down to try.
I would taste like an old-fashioned soda, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's those, that kind of herbal.
Like that's good.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since I'm keeping my eye on the clock right now, and I know it's getting real late for you, JoJo, and I'm already worried about drinking this much Baileys at this hour.
I'm terrified.
I feel like we should get to it pretty soon here. But just to wrap up the beverage profile, LJ, end of the night, like you get back home, and you putting anything on the bedside table or anything?
Water, you know? And this is me being like a good girl. You know, that's a night of like responsible alcohol consumption.
You being a bad girl is filling up the water at the end of the night and then just throwing it across the kitchen and then getting in bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then maybe doing another shot of Fernet in bed or something.
You keep that one under your pillow in the little airtight flask.
All right, gang.
Okay, let's do it. My thing of ice.
Yeah, let's pull these out. So we got the Costco variety pack, which is a delightful little box they got there. I'm gonna pull these all out. And we are we're just gonna drink all these different flavors of Baileys straight.
Wow.
That's what's happening.
Okay. And I know most of you are enjoying this on the podcast, but I really would, if you're listening to the podcast right now, I would pause it and go find this video, because I really, just looking at JoJo's eyes right now, I feel like he's going to become unhinged shortly. Yeah. So this
I'm so nervous about it. I'm frantically texting my DoorDasher Hamza to find out if he is in fact still waiting at Leopold's Tavern to pick up my poutine, or if he has abandoned me.
I mean, the idea, I really hope your driver takes as much time as he needs, because I'd like you to have plenty of Baileys in you before you start eating.
A good cream routine. Base is always good.
Yeah.
What was the thing that almost made us barf on the show recently?
Oh God.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
We almost barfed. God,
I remember.
I don't remember.
It was really bad.
Oh. Well, we had some real bads. We had I always think about the Malibu ones. I feel like was the
maybe,
bottom.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those weird Malibu rums. Okay, gang. We have the original Bailey's Irish Cream Classic. We have Deliciously Light. Might want to save that for the end.
Yeah, that seems like the nightcap.
We have, I'm very excited about, Salted Caramel.
Oh,
wow. I am not. That is the one that I am honestly the most terrified of. I think that's really going to be the nail in my
I'm
coffin.
I'm already getting nauseous.
Yes.
All right, maybe that should be the end. And then, I mean, favorite of favorites, strawberries and cream.
I'm excited for.
I really want to, and we have, we have, do you guys each have two original?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, we don't have to drink two original. JoJo might have to drink two original, but you and I, LJ, we don't. You can set one of these aside. Give it to a friend or something.
Wow.
All right. That's so kind of you.
Yeah,
so
wait, do you shake these?
I think so. God knows how long. These have been in Costco since last Christmas, you know?
Yeah. So do you guys, I think we should start with the original. Don't you guys think so?
I like this. So. Let's set up a flight.
And let's not slam them. Let's drink some of them, but let's everybody leave a little bit in their cup so we can circle back if we want to circle back on them.
Do you guys have cups?
I got to get a whole situation here.
I do have cups. I'm going to ice up. Should we all ice up?
Mm-hmm. All right, I got your cup.
I have a bag of ice in my lap. Here. Ooh, what do you got there? Was that a coffee?
That is actually black tea, black iced tea with a little almond milk.
Ooh.
It was a last minute choice.
Okay, we're icing up for you.
Not unhappy about. Okay.
AMSR.
Is that what it is? Or ASMR?
What did I say? AMSR?
ASMR?
Wait, which one is it?
I don't
AMSR
know.
Or ASMR?
ASMR, there it is.
Do you think
that was funny.
Do you think one of us ordering just Bailey's on the rocks is kind of like ordering Fernet at a bar?
That's how they know you're a munchkin. Like
that is like fun, the strongest fantastic. Drink order I could ever imagine is Bailey's.
I went through a phase in college where I thought it was really funny to order just apple pucker, but like not like a shot, like you know, in a glass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How did it
How
go?
Much ice are you guys doing?
I did too much.
Cube, one cube.
Really?
I think that's
but I got
the
big
way.
Cubes.
That's the correct.
Oh, I'm really messing up.
I did a big, I got a whole thing.
Oh.
It's too much ice.
I did too much ice, didn't I?
That's nice.
I also only have two glasses, so I'm going to
have to
be selective.
But you know what? It's going to be fine. The ice is just going to cool us down. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we start with the original?
Let's do it.
I think it's our baseline. Is it not?
I think so. Let's take a little sniff before we pour it in.
Whew, yeah.
Wow, this is suntan lotion.
Yeah.
All right, should I say suntan oil?
Oh, yeah. It's got a little sunbum to it. That is interesting.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the... I want to reassure you guys a little bit. These are pretty small. For the pod listeners, we're doing just little airplane bottles. The ABV on this is 17%. So really, in theory, this shouldn't be too crazy for us. That being said, if it is crazy, it's going to be a real bummer, because the idea of waking up hungover from this smell, we're all regrets.
All regrets. I also started my day with like,
what is Bailey's? I don't even, like, what is it?
I'm so glad you asked.
Educate me.
Irish whiskey. It is chocolate, cocoa, and cream, and sometimes raw eggs if you're making it. Bailey's would not have that in it, but actually, I don't know what he is. My uncle-in-law, my wife's uncle, makes his own Irish cream, and I've done that before. It's delicious. It's also, you know, Bailey's is also readily available and tastes great too. So I don't know if it's something you need to, you know, get into, but it's a fun little treat. If you want to make gifts for people, you can make them some.
You just saying it tastes great just calmed my nerves a little bit.
I love Bailey's.
Oh.
Wow. I did not expect it to be cream. I know that is a wild thing because it literally says Irish cream.
Mm-hmm. How long did
so
you...
This is,
how long were these outside when I left them at your door? and they curdled?
No, these won't. They're shelf stable. You're okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's... Okay. I think we talked about the smell. Let's just go in on this. Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow. Whoa.
That's kind of fun.
I'm kind of pleasantly surprised.
What's everybody's relationship to Bailey's here?
Mine is just...
Laura Jean?
Yeah, Laura Jean, you first.
Probably once in my life I've had it, and only in an Irish coffee.
Oh.
That's probably the only time I've drank it. So I really thought it was like just the type of whiskey, and then the cream was coming from the coffee and the, you know. So I really, this, it's a, it pulls a lot of weight.
Huh. Mm. I, in high school, dated someone whose uncle was the founder of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to be like, what is this with?
My relationship is my wife loves it in the wintertime, in mixed with other stuff, in coffee, or what are some other classic winter ones? But my wife loves those classic winter, warmer Bailey's type cocktails. This surprises me, though. There's definitely, I got to take another sip. I guess it's the creaminess.
Yeah.
And the cocoa. It's got like the right amount of booze too, where it like gives you a little tickle, but it's not knocking you back. I'm pleasantly surprised.
On ice, it's basically a pre-made cocktail, right? It's kind of watered itself down.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong about, I think that is what you do in the homemade one. It's the chocolate, but it could, I guess, be anything to sweeten it, you know, but it's to cut the whiskey of the whiskey. It tastes good. I wonder if the plastic bottles are making the taste a little bit funky, because I feel like it tastes a little more chemically. I feel like I drink this every like holiday season, and it will totally just have it on ice. It's a great thing. We're watching a little Christmas movie.
So you have been known to drink it just straight up on ice.
Oh yeah, every season there's a bottle in the fridge. Indeed,
I learned a lot about you. I like this. Okay. Let's leave this one here. Don't finish it yet, gang.
Okay. I added too much ice. You're right about the one cuber.
What do we go what do we go to next?
Laura Jean, what do you say?
I kind of want to get the salted caramel out of the way. I am not a caramel person.
Oh, face God, your fears. Let's go.
Let's do
shake,
it.
Shake.
Oh, yeah. Shake, shake it.
Shake it, shake, shake.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Here we go. Ooh.
Oh, I like a little salted caramel. That smells real nice to me.
Candace Marie in the chat has said, I've had the colada flavor Bailey's, and it was pretty good.
I don't know.
It didn't make the holiday variety pack.
After having the first original one and smelling this, I feel like I know exactly what it's going to taste like. And I think it's going to be a home run from them, to be honest. Let's take a look-see.
I might take a swig out the bottle.
Nice.
Go for it. Hey, do you guys think these are all going to be the same color?
Oh.
Because these two
are. Well, definitely not the strawberries. There's no way, right?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, it might be crazy if the strawberry one isn't strawberry-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, you definitely get that caramel on the nose.
Are you
drinking? Taking
something.
A sip.
Oh, it's terrible.
I agree.
It's
just terrible.
It's Does a it lot just... of flavor. It's flavor forward. Sweet flavor forward.
Are you getting licorice on the end of this, though?
I am. Yes. I'm getting a little licorice.
For sure.
Fucking disgusting.
That might be the only redeeming quality of it.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not a caramel person, you know? It's like, some people like it, some people don't.
I kind of like this one. It feels...
I'm mad at that.
It's a little burnt, the licorice.
Oh.
I like it. I like it.
Okay.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
I really can't get over that these are all... I know this sounds so dumb, but... It says Irish cream.
Uh-huh.
I just did not. I was just immediately was like, oh, it's whiskey. It's a type of whiskey with flavoring in it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. I'm actually, that's a win.
Yeah.
In general, that's a win.
You feel relief. Oh. Relief.
What, yeah, I feel a lot of relief.
Okay, good.
I thought we were drinking like shots of flavored whiskey.
Yes.
So it's just like a. Milkshake.
That's right. Yeah, it's more like we're drinking milkshake shots that also have booze in them and trying not to vomit.
Can we go light next and save the strawberry for the end?
What about where is the espresso featuring in this rotation?
Wait, do we have another bottle?
Espresso.
I have espresso cream.
I must have another bottle in here.
I've got six.
Oh my God, I do have it. That's a bonus for me. I didn't even realize.
That's a bonus.
Nice.
Okay. I think I don't I really don't know. Jojo, what do you think?
Oh, it felt like the espresso would be the nightcap, but I am we could do it now. We could do it
now.
Let's
do espresso. Let's do espresso.
Okay.
Okay.
Now Laura Jean, are you usually into espresso? Is this a flavor profile that you're more excited about?
I am. I am. You know, I like coffee.
Oh.
Ooh, pow.
Hits you with the espresso on the nose, like, but in the packaged way. It smells like coffee, other coffee beverages, bottled.
It smells
canned.
Like a Keurig pod if you opened it up or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Is this one a little darker, guys?
Could be. I'm not pouring them out. You're going to have to...
Oh, it is.
It is
Absolutely.
A little bit. Just ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really has that, like, almost like Folgers smell to it or something.
Yeah, it's
like very
cheap coffee on the nose.
I kind of love it. Like, that's that smell. Okay, here we go.
It is interesting. I like these... The more ice gets in, the colder they get, I'm enjoying more. So it's
Agreed.
Like that first taste with when the ice hasn't really cooled it down yet. Mm-hmm. This one's not bad. This isn't, none of these are bad.
No.
Yeah. This one feels more alcoholic or something. Is that, it feels like very boozy to me.
I'm getting a taste of that.
Like it burns a little more.
Yes.
I almost think.
A little hot in the throat.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And I think that's just the espresso of it all. It's just the...
Yeah.
I think that gives it this extra bite.
Huh. Pleasant. I'm also trying to imagine if I was putting one of these in a coffee, would the espresso add anything?
Mm. No, I think you want to go original.
You want to go OG. I think
you don't
want to.
You don't need that extra. You don't need whatever this fake coffee is. I don't think you need tangoing with your real coffee. That's my gut.
I appreciate that.
How often do you think people are just putting Bailey's in their morning coffee?
I think a lot.
Is this a regular thing?
I think it's a big seasonal product, but I also think it's just a big product in general. Yes. And I think there are Bailey's people out there that are ride or die. That, yeah.
I think this is our continent's dark shame, as I'll say as an honorary Canadian. It's a problem here, too.
This one might be my favorite so far. We'll have to circle back.
I'm shocked how much I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the worst. I'll be right back. It sounds like someone's at my door.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh, poutine on the way. Now, let me ask you this, Lorgine. Do any of these... Sometimes when you have like a coffee, you need to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the poutine.
Poutine attack.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Incredible.
I'll get... Jojo, I was saying, like, sometimes when you have a coffee, do you guys know what I'm talking about? You need to go to the bathroom after the coffee. It's like mm-hmm. energizes you need to go. I'm getting that a little bit with this one.
Ooh.
Is that resonate for either of you or no, or not at all?
It's kind of...
Not yet. That's the fast metabolism right there.
And yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, though. There's something about coffee that... I don't know. Is it like psychosomatic or something? What is the cliche Ooh. With coffee in it's sending like, you to the bathroom?
It's like going into it's a used real. Bookstore a little bit for you. It just makes you want to take a giant dump.
Maybe. Interesting. Okay. Well, we can't really factor in JoJo's situation because the poutine throws
I haven't
all of it
touched
off.
It.
Yeah.
I don't expect
to. I decided to veto the cleansing of the palate, actually. I feel like I'm trying to just layer on Bailey's. Okay. I think that's the move.
Let's go light next.
Okay. This one I'm excited to A-B with my iced, now kind of diluted original.
Yeah. This one's 40% less sugar.
I wonder what makes it light.
It must just be the less sugar.
Colored with caramel. Yeah, they don't. No nutrition facts on booze. Bev Compliance Bethany, I don't recall if we have a listener who's in beverage compliance. I can't recall if she's addressed this for us, but I don't know why they don't have to put ingredients on stuff. Because this is something I want to know if it's like, if it's got Splenda in it or just less sugar.
Right.
Yeah, and is it straight up like cow milk? What are we drinking? You know, it'd be nice to know.
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I'm getting mine real cold this time.
Whoa.
Different? It smells
Whoa.
More Hawaiian tropic than sunbum.
Yeah.
Something
it's
smells.
Definitely more sunscreeny. More chemically.
Oh, not for me. Not for me.
It kind of is pretty bitter at the aftertaste.
It has a different viscosity than the other ones too.
Mm-hmm. A little chalkier.
Like maybe I didn't shake it. Are you supposed to shake this stuff? Like,
yo, this tastes like coconut. I'm wondering if this is a rebrand of the colada flavor of which Bevhead Candace has mentioned. Maybe. Because this tastes like coconut. This does not taste...
It's more like Malibu rum coconut vibes than... Why is that one so off-putting to me compared to the others? Lorgine, what's your experience with this one?
I think it's the tech. I think that it's like feels watery or something. Yeah, it feels like thinner.
Yes.
So you're not getting that like cozy dessert.
Mm.
It's the holidays. It's, you know, you're have a sweater and you're, it's like, it wants to be two different things. It's like,
I like that.
It's trying to be two different things. It's trying to be like Malibu rum, but cold. I don't know. It's not working. It doesn't work.
I think they need to ditch the light. It's called Bailey's Deliciously Light. And I don't think that's appropriate because it does taste so different from the original. It seems unfair to put them in the same ballpark because I like this. I'm going to drink this whole one. Maybe right now.
No. Okay, real quick, both of you though. Circle back to the first one. And the first one tastes really weird after Deliciously Light to me. Like, it seemed off after I had Deliciously Light.
Oh no.
It's bitter, more bitter.
Mmm.
Oh, it's now they're all starting to taste disgusting to me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the way these are meant to be enjoyed.
This is the turning point for you that I knew was going to happen, JoJo. This is where
all of a sudden, all of the Baileys are drunk.
Were these designed to be rubber banded together and then just held over your mouth and you drink all of them at the same time?
Wow, this is quite disappointing. I feel like when I drank the Bailey, okay, my first sip, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I am seriously pleasantly surprised. Like, yeah, this is going to be a staple of the holidays this year.
Yeah.
But I think the light kind of, it like countered something in the taste buds.
Oh, no. Mm.
But maybe it'll come back.
No.
Got to cleanse the palate.
Do a little palate cleanse.
Yeah, I think I'm going.
Thank God we didn't start with Deliciously Light.
Yeah.
Oh,
kinda
no.
Kind of ruined it.
Let's see if Strawberries and Cream can turn all of this around for us. Except JoJo, who's in Hog Heaven right now. Or Poutine Heaven, I should say.
Not yet. That's for later. Unless you want me to eat it on the show.
Yeah, I would. I think we would like to see at least one bite. Maybe a fry dipped in Bailey's or something.
Oh, okay.
This just straight up smells like medicine.
Oh, no. Can I say this? I was addicted to the Strawberries and Cream Saver Lifesavers as a teenager.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
this is right up that alley. This is what I was hoping for. I'm ready to take a little sipper.
Oh,
just oh, that's right. That's
I'm
what I
pure,
like.
I'm
oh,
I'm terrified so there. Of this one.
It smells so fake. Like the worst kind of fake strawberry. All right, I'm going for it.
All right, is it like Nesquik style? I don't know. Let's see.
You wish.
Oh, I'm not mad at that, though.
No, it's good, baby.
Yeah. This is like, I could see... This is...
This one's getting a little ice in the glass. I only have two glasses. This is getting glass number two.
This is shocking.
I don't know what the venue for occasion for this would ever be.
Child's birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Like...
You get yours, how you meant.
It really does seem like a drink for children. Like, what is this? Who would drink this? And are you
like,
mixing
what do you
it with
mix
something?
It? Yeah, like...
Yeah, you could, wow. Like what happens if you put a little soda water in a Bailey? Like what is the concoction?
Oh my gosh! Like yeah, like if this was seltzer in it, it'd almost be like a strawberry cream soda. That sounds awesome, actually.
It could be good, but it sounds disgusting with the viscosity of this thing. But maybe you're right. It would just be could it just be like an egg cream style thing, and it's really delicious.
Laura Jean, where are you on this one? You're hard to read on this one.
I feel like I was expecting to absolutely hate it. Like, just like, and I'm just shocked that I don't hate it. Like, it's quite redeemable. I don't know. It's like, I don't know where. Yeah. Like, I think maybe great scenario. Kid's birthday. Everyone's drinking strawberry milk. Parents have strawberry Baileys. That's kind of fun.
This in a milkshake, maybe like a boozy, make a boozy milkshake.
Keeps it nice and creamy.
I love that. Too boozy, like just subtly boozy.
Maybe, I'm going back for seconds here.
Maybe you even put it in a vanilla shake. So even the fake strawberry gets cut another touch. Because I think I would like that even more. Otherwise, do you think this is their like Easter offering? Where do you think this entered the Bailey's canon?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
I like it though. I'm not mad at it. I'm going to save that for the end because I'm going to slam that one at the end. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to try to finish all of these except the Deliciously Light. I've got no time for.
You're going to finish the other ones.
I think so.
There's five, right?
Yes.
Five.
And then there's two of the originals. You should have six minis.
So I'm going to go back to the espresso. So typically what we do now, Lord Jean, is we'll each rate like our top to bottom. So everybody kind of take a circle back, see what you like, where you're going to place everything.
I'm going to pour I'm going to put another ice cube in this, or OG.
Oh, yeah. I really know my top contenders for sure.
There's no fork. Doesn't that seem weird?
That does seem weird for poutine. Ooh.
Okay. 100% on that one. I'm not going to tell you.
I feel so confident about...
This is really hard for me, actually.
This.
I can say what 1 and 5 are, for sure.
Oh, God. Original has really turned on me since we had Deliciously Light for some reason.
I hate to say it, but
in a really bad way.
It almost kind of turned on me from the beginning in a way that I was shocked by.
Which one?
Original.
Okay.
But anyway.
They're all tasting different as I'm going. I mean, maybe because we're going I don't think I need to drink Deliciously Light anymore.
Okay. I think I'm ready to go.
Blah. What is that? God.
Ooh, Laura Jean, do you want to go first?
Not quite. I'm still
Okay.
I'm almost there.
JoJo?
Okay. I'm ready.
Go.
I'm going to go worst to first.
Okay.
The most disgusting shit is this salted caramel. That is heinous. Tastes bad. It tastes like sugar, like burnt sugar and then licorice. It's all disgusting. Number four. Coming to number four is going to be the espresso one. A significant marked improvement over salted caramel. I'm surprised how much I am finding this burnt coffee taste pleasant in this form.
Yeah.
But it's sweet. The creaminess was really helping because I hate this flavor profile. Anytime we've drank like coffee sodas or even a lot of canned iced coffees, this is the taste because they're using true trash when they're making those things. Mm. This tastes like that, but sweeter and creamier, and so it's improved. Okay, this is where things get a little hairy. I guess three is gonna be light. Wow. Honestly, I could almost flip it with original because that's my number two. History is putting original number two, and the top one is strawberries and cream.
Wow.
I think that's what's happening here.
Wow.
All right, I'm gonna go. We'll save you for the finale, Laura Jean.
Okay.
My bottom is Deliciously Light. Mm-hmm. No, thank you, not for me. Then I'm going OG. Then I'm going caramel, salted caramel. Then I'm going strawberry, and I'm putting espresso at the top for me, which I never could have dreamed would have been my top. But that one for me seems the most drinkable and like.
I gotta go back.
Maybe it's because it's one of the stronger flavored ones. It's been the most consistent out of these when I'm circling back. Maybe that's why. Ooh. But yeah, that's my top. That's my top.
Wow.
Ooh, that's tough now. I'm going back and forth.
What's your bottom?
Okay. Bottom is Deliciously Light.
Amen.
And I honestly thought that was going to be the one that I would be okay, you know?
Oh, you thought and maybe it'd take the edge off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it wasn't, I don't know what it was trying to be. And then it's kind of right here. I'm not sure. I want espresso next.
Oh, okay.
It felt very like chemically and more alcoholic, which I feel like you don't want for this. I don't know. And then I went strawberry, you know, shocking. And then crazy enough,
what?
Caramel number two.
What? You were talking so much shit.
I know. And I went back.
I need more information.
And I was like, it's okay. Original top number one. Absolutely.
Huh.
Like without a doubt.
Okay.
Like I feel like it's number one and then everything else is settling where, especially that first sip I had, like imagining now it's all tainted.
But that first
sip was like, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
This is opening up a whole world.
You really owe it to yourself to get a glass bottle of it because I do feel like the plastic is fucking it up a little bit. And you're right. I really should flip it. Strawberries and cream, I just find the most surprising. I can't believe how good it is.
Yeah, it's surprising.
I mean, let's be honest. Strawberries cream with some poutine in Canada does sound delightful. Dude, you are in the sweet
spot.
That's a
leader right there, my man.
How cold is it?
In Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Let's go Fahrenheit.
Good, because I couldn't answer the one. I would say it's like in the 50s right now.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
It was
like 38 the other day.
Wow. I put the air conditioning on before we started, just because I was like, are you thinking Irish coffee? You're thinking San Francisco, cold, the holidays. It's trying to get in the zone.
A little fog machine. Now I'm Did you fire that up?
Very overheating. I'm like, oh, it was 95 in Los Angeles.
Oh my God. All right. Well, gang, we have one more segment, Lord Gene. But before we do that, I need to talk to you guys real quick about this ice maker situation.
Thank God.
So I got Elizabeth this ice maker that a friend of hers had. I didn't know if I was going to get it for her birthday because like the price just kept going up and down on Amazon. And then I got this email that the price had fallen to $255, a ridiculously low price. So I was like, oh, got to grab it.
What was it at?
It was originally like when her friend was like, hey, this is the one that I've got. It was like $360. And then when I went to go see like, oh, maybe I'll buy it, it was like almost $500. So it really was all over the place. So when I saw $255, I was like, oh, got to grab this. So I ordered it for her birthday. It says it's going to be here like the day after her birthday. So I, you know, made like a little, like a little funny thing in a box that says like the ice maker's coming. So the day after her birthday rolls around, no ice maker. Uh-huh. I look on Amazon and it's like, it'll be delivered between these 2 days. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to come in. Another day passes, doesn't show up. Another day passes, it's not here. So I'm starting to get nervous. Now, all of the ice makers, none of them were like being sold from Amazon. They were all like third party things, which I've been burned on in the past. I wouldn't do that, but the price like made me do it, and it wasn't being sold normal Amazon anyways. So where I'm at now, okay, so I keep getting this, it says like your package is running late. Hold on, I gotta pull up my Amazon. Let me see exactly what it says. Okay. On the way, but it's running late. We're very sorry your delivery is late. If you have not received your package by tomorrow, you can come back here the next day for a refund. Okay. Whoa. Here's the thing.
You don't want the refund.
No, it showed up 2 days ago. Hold on, though. I opened the box. It is not the ice maker I ordered. It is some imposter ice maker with a brand name that when I Google it, literally does not come up on Google. So I haven't opened it up. So I don't know what the play is. Was this like from the beginning some sort of scam bullshit thing?
Wow.
But now I'm in a pickle here. And I need some ethical advice from you guys. I feel like there's two paths forward. One is I can wait to see what in my Amazon account it says tomorrow. And if it's just like you can have a refund, just smash that button and keep this other thing and open it up. And maybe I have two ice makers. Maybe it's like, but I don't have any faith in what this ice maker is in this box.
Yeah.
Or two, there is no just like set up a return thing because it's a third party thing. It's like you have to just contact the seller. And I'm like, if I do that, then am I going down this whole fucking saga now? And my poor wife just wants her ice maker for her birthday. So I don't know what to do. My gut tells me that if the like refund button just shows up tomorrow, to just smash that.
Yes.
And move forward with my life. But it feels a little unethical, just the tiniest bit. What do you guys think?
Unethical to Amazon?
Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I guess fuck them, and I guess also fuck the third-party seller that sent me the weird fucking no-name ice maker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some bullshit. I didn't even know that you could do that. I knew there was third-party, but I thought it was always through Amazon, so that's No, don't worry about any ethical. When it comes down to Amazon, there's no. Nah, you just get what you want.
You get what you want. You take what you can.
But isn't that the move? Like, if there's a button that's just like, now that this window is passed, to just do that instead of having to contact the seller and be 100%. Like, hey, you sent me the wrong thing.
100%.
So, wait, the question is that you'd get the refund and then you keep the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or but then try to do shit? Try to send it back. But I feel like that is entering, like, a normal Amazon thing, returns couldn't be easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sure. This, there's not even the like start a return thing. It's like contact the seller.
Mm.
Like then I feel like I'm entering a whole new zone of admitting that I have the package.
Yep.
Where I'm just like, my gut is telling me to wait till tomorrow to see if Amazon offers up the refund button. Like the package never showed up.
Hold on a second. Yeah. My one clarification. Did you receive it in the delivery window they outlined for you?
I did, but according to them, they don't know that. Oh, it did show up later than originally estimated. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. So if they, I mean, or if they say when they're like, hey, if it shows up tomorrow, is tomorrow today when it showed up?
It showed up like 3 or 4 days ago, and it still is showing in Amazon like it's not showed up at my house.
Mm. I think this all sounds sketchy to me. I don't like that they lied to you about what the brand was. However, there is a big thing in manufacturing appliances where there are oftentimes these appliances are just white labels for a factory somewhere in the world who makes the same exact thing. And so basically mm-hmm. it's like, if you can find the thing and it looks kind of like the thing that you want, it might be literally the same thing with just a sure. different random name on it. So yep. it might work. I would keep it and try it out and see if it sucks or not. But I would 100% activate that refund if they're going to give you the opportunity to do it. If then they're like, hey, we tracked the package and it looks like it showed up at your house. I mean, then at that point, maybe you would, I don't know, then you might, or, but it's just like, well, no, not the thing I ordered. That's not what showed up. I don't know what this is, but it's not the thing
yeah,
I ordered.
I order ice makers every week. I didn't know that.
I couldn't. How could I be responsible for what is? I think you're punishing the people who work in the warehouses by processing returns. Oftentimes now, with
love
these big
that.
Box manufacturers, they're or you know these delivery things, even Target. I've gotten these notices that'll say, "Actually, just keep it."
Yeah, I've gotten that. Yeah.
Here's
yeah,
your
I've
refund.
Had that before.
That's dark. Okay.
I think you go for the refund.
Yeah.
And then that's the ideal, right?
Yes.
And then test the ice maker out.
Mm-hmm.
If you like it, keep it. If you don't, sell it, make money, then buy a new one.
Mm.
The one you want.
Love it. Flip this shitty yes. ice maker to some. Maybe it's the prize for our hip hop contest.
There you go.
Gently,
I'm making money
maker.
Here. I'm making money.
You're
here.
Making money.
I'm
any
hustling
money
here.
That we can take away from Jeff Bezos, I'm very happy mm-hmm. about. So
yes,
you're making money moves.
All right, I love it. Thank you guys for talking that through because, I appreciate it. It's been what a saga, and I just got to get this ice maker. I got to get my wife a birthday present. We got to take it off the vision board and put it on the manifested dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord Gene. One
I'm
last.
I'm still drinking this original. Honestly, I'm pleasantly surprised right now.
Is anybody getting a little spearmint off of it now?
Of the original?
Original.
Spearmint.
I'm getting more creamy. Like, I feel like it's a milkshake.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Woo! No?
Okay. Lord Gene, we have one more segment of the show, and that segment of the show is called
Brian's Question.
So when we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 questions. We flew through those questions, and then in the second incarnation of T-Bash, he sent us another 100, and so we're chipping away. So, Jojo, do you have that, or do you want me to grab it?
I do. I've got it.
So Jojo's going to throw it up on the screen. We're going to have you read that, and then we're going to try to answer it.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Do you just read it out loud to us?
Me.
Yes.
Pellegrino versus LaCroix. I call them Croy boys.
Croy boys.
Have the Italians pivoted to pass the Americans? but isn't it Canadian?
What, LaCroix? It's from Wisconsin.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Okay. Hey,
what does he mean?
I'm unsure.
Have the Italians pivoted?
Pivoted.
It's not a San Pellegrino, the older beverage by far, by a mile.
I know what he's saying. Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
You had here. Let me, let's do this kind of in, this is what I think and he's meaning here. Let me pull up a little screen share. Okay. When you think Pellegrino, you were thinking this green classic bottle, yes. Right? Just like regular flavor. I think what he's saying is though now, is there just like their products on here? Now they've, wait, you'd think that they would have
exclusive
all the different
collections. What is this?
Hey, wait, let me go to their Instagram.
Who is this?
But now they have like all of these like fruit flavored ones now, right?
I had one today. I had a cherry one.
These guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's what he's saying is like, have they come to, God, they need to do a little work on their Instagram here.
Mm-hmm.
Not inspiring me at all here.
Yeah.
They're really not pumping that product though, are they? Like I do see it in the stores.
But like rarely. Also, it's not like.
Here's one.
They should be more.
All these friends.
I've had one of these and I do remember liking it. But if I'm going to answer Brian's questions, no, they are not coming for LaCroix. LaCroix has them fucking beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't even. We didn't even know where to find their product. You just had to dig through their website, their Instagram, to find a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like they're not proud of having to make that pivot. And they're like,
oh, forced into it.
Like, almost like the head of the company was like, no, we can't do that. And like, you know, the cousin was like, no, we have to be competitive. And they're like, just do it, but just don't. We can't put it on the website. We can't. Like, he can't see about it. Like, he'll fucking lose his mind. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. You are so right. Yeah. I think this is just the answer is a clear no. Oh, did they pivot too past the Americans? Yes. They were hoping.
Yeah, they were hoping. I think, you know, that was a clear, I'm trying to compete.
But everybody's trying to compete. I mean, I feel like everybody and their mother's got a sparkling flavored water these days.
I had the craziest one at 7-Eleven the other day. I was like at 7-Eleven and then they got me. They had like crazy flavors. It was like, oh man, what did I get? It was like they had like lemongrass and like there was one though that like it got me. It was something that you was the most unexpected, like LaCroix would never dream of it, you know, something wild. They had one of them was like black tea, like English breakfast, ice. Whoa. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. There was a lot of crazy flavors in there.
What brand was it? Do you remember?
I don't, but it looked very like, you know, hipster or whatever. And I got. I got. And I went up to the registers thinking, it's a can, you know, 99 cents.
How much could this possibly cost?
It was like $3.50 and disgusting.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I got like the lemon. You know what it was? Is I've been really into yuzu. I think it's a just fantastic flavor. It's
great.
So refreshing. But I think it was mixed with like yuzu sage or something. And I was like, oh, this will be interesting. Damn. And I fully got. It was like not carbonated. It was $3.50.
Nah.
It was just terrible.
We're on like the other side of the gold rush coming down, and it's
so right.
There's a lot of, you know, the last players to the game just trying to shoot their shot and just failing miserably. It's no good. It's no good.
Yeah.
You are right. You know, have you ever fucked with the Sanzo sparkling waters? They have a yuzu flavor. Those are also expensive, but I think they're delicious. We're going to have to do it on the show. It is, we got to do a flight of that, but it's fucking good.
What would you say? Oh, nice.
No.
Top top Croy flavors for you guys?
I'm a lemon guy for whatever reason. That's my favorite.
Yeah, lemon's great.
My favorites are passion fruit, orange, and I like the limoncello.
Oh, no, that's a big no-no.
I'll get into it. Honestly, I'll drink any of them. I don't like peach pear, and I don't like the cherry blossom one, and I don't coconut? Like the key lime one. I'll fuck with the coconut because it's weird.
Key lime's probably the worst.
Agreed.
And then limoncello.
I know, that's where you're wrong.
But I'll tell you this,
respectfully,
though. Limoncello with the strawberry and cream? Ooh, maybe.
Mamma mia.
That is a wild, wild drink.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Laura Jean, thank you so, so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Is there anything people should know? We got your socials down there, Laura Jean Anderson Music. Please go stream her jams and check out your videos and everything. Anything coming up that you want folks to know about?
I am nothing public. I'm about to make a record and not in Los Angeles. So I'm going to be in that zone for a little bit.
Fantastic. So. Okay. So new album on its way.
Amazing.
Percolating, so to speak.
Yes.
All right. Send us those studio bevs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm very curious.
The studio bev life.
Yeah.
Are you taking a water bottle out there with you or no?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe just go some Poland Springs. No, probably water bottle, you know, try to.
There you go. Be Poland good. Springs. That sounds like a hint.
Yeah, regional. Sounds like a big hint. Big regional hint there for you.
Do you guys do a water feature? Have you gotten just bottled water?
Oh, yeah, we've definitely. Yeah. We have, of course. Box water versus in the plastic bottle.
Oh,
we've done all the water you can imagine.
Wow, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, LJ, thank you again for coming on, everybody.
Go follow
Laura Jean Anderson. JoJo, stay safe and warm up there in Canada. Are you there for a few more days?
Thank you. I'm here for a few more days. Heading to Calgary. Any hot tips, any beverages I should try? You come find us at T-Bash Live and tell me.
Yeah, hit JoJo. And thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. And if you're listening on the pod, we love you, too. And are you ready, JoJo?
I am.
Go fuck yourself.